Welcome to the Joy Felipe Bruce podcast. Sister Joy Felipe is a daughter of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills and the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Cathedral of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. The Fountain of Life Cathedral is a thriving church of young, energetic people full of life for the Lord. Sister Joy is also an itinerant minister of Dyke Heward Mills Ministries. She travels extensively, holding pastors' conferences and bringing ministry-related books by Bishop Dyke Heward Mills to the nations. She is the evangelist of the Blessed Salvation Crusade. Now be blessed and refreshed as you listen to this inspired message by Sister Joy.
With a clap offering, I want you to welcome our pastor, our teacher, our prophetess, and I pray that your life will not be the same again.
Whether rain or shine, day or night, he's the way.
He holds my life.
He holds my life. Jesus the man of Galilee.
Whether rain or shine,
whether rain or
day or night,
day or night,
hey.
Oh, he holds the reins of my life and gives me peace perfectly. No one can love me as Jesus God, shedding his blood for me.
Oh, what a friend! Oh, what a friend!
Jesus
said, oh, what a friend.
Oh, what a friend. Oh, what a friend. My Jesus said, he holds the reins of my life.
Oh, it gives me
peace perfectly. No one can love me as Jesus does, shedding his blood for me.
Oh, what a friend. Oh, what a friend. My Jesus said,
oh, what a friend.
Oh, what a friend. Oh, what a friend. My Jesus said,
hallelujah. Put your hands together. Oh, for the Lord, give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we are grateful. Thank you so much. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us together. Oh, God, we give you praise. We thank you for all the things that you have done for us. We give you praise that we are here another Sunday to hear your word. And Lord, may this be a word that will fasten itself in our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
You have your Bible, Word Encounter Service. You want to take your Bible up? I must say, I really missed having this confession with you. You want to lift it up and say, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I'll be taught the word of God. I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Take your seat. Wow. It's a real pleasure to be here with you today. Amen. And I've really missed the Word Encounter service. And I thank God for the grace to be here with you another time. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell your neighbor, don't take things for granted. Don't take things for granted. Amen. Things like coming to church. We assume we'll always be able to come to church. Amen. Hallelujah. But it's good to see all of you. Thank you so much for your many texts asking how things are going. And as you can see, things are going well. Amen. Amen. Elpia Quile, God bless you for stepping in the gap and holding the fort and Charlie, moving the church. Oh, it's too nice. It's too nice. God bless you so much. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. It's a blessing. And we have been talking about those who forget. Those who forget. Tell your neighbor, I don't know who they are. It's not, I'm not, we are not inside. Hallelujah. And this is the last Sunday of this month. Hey, August is finished. Hey, how many of you are as surprised as me? That's the month that is gone. Wow. We should just know that the coming of our Lord is soon. And we've been preaching about those who forget. And this morning, the Lord just reminded me of something. I want to share it with you. Amen. I'm just coming from the BTC church. And it was a pleasure to be there. See that God is with them. It's a nice place. And I believe that he just changed my message a little for today. Yeah, so I just want us to take it seriously. Hallelujah. Because as we have been talking about things that we should not forget, this is one of the things in life that we do forget, especially when life begins to look up. And that's when life begins to look up. When things begin to get better, there are some things we forget. So this particular one, you see, we are all prone to forgetting it. And so I want to, as we round up on the series, Those Who Forget, I just want to remind you, there's something I want you to remember, and it is that prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. You know, it sounds so mundane and so unimportant. Yeah, it's like, yeah, of course, yeah, prayer changes things. But the truth is that we don't really believe it. I'll explain why I'm saying we don't really believe it. Or sometimes it's not deep enough, you see. Because have you ever told somebody that, oh, this wasn't, I could only pray. Have you ever said such a thing before? So it's almost like, the last, you know, that weak thing, I could only pray. My last, yes, but it's not even a strong last. It's like, oh, I could only pray. Not as if prayer has any power, you know. So as we are rounding up on this, I think that God is reminding us that prayer changes things. Amen. I want to turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, prayer actually changes things. And let's go to a well-known scripture, Philippians 4, 6, and 7. It says, be careful for nothing. Be careful for nothing. In other words, don't worry about anything. Let's read this in King James, then we'll come and read it in understandable English. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Let us be careful for nothing. Please give me the NLT version, the New Living Translation. Be careful for nothing. The English is, be, don't worry about anything, you see. And it's a scripture. Are you here? It's a scripture. It says, be careful for nothing. In other words, don't worry about anything. Some other translations say, don't be anxious about anything. Now, the truth of the matter is that many of us worry. Yes. It's an instruction. It says, don't worry. But that's what we do. We worry. In fact, sometimes we feel that the lack of worry is also a problem. We rather feel that I should be worrying. How many of you that should be worried about this matter? Yeah, I should be worried about it, you see. But I want you to see that that thing is not, that's not what the Word of God says. In fact, it's quite contrary to the Word of God. The NLT version says, don't worry about anything. But we prefer to worry. Because the thing about worrying is that it makes us feel like we are doing something. Makes us feel like we're doing something. Like based on the worry, something will happen. Are you here? It's not in the Bible, but somebody once said that worry is like a rocking chair. Do you know what a rocking chair is? An easy chair that, yeah, you know. It's that it gives you something to do, but it does not take you anywhere. So worry gives you something to do, but if you worry about the thing, one day, 4 days, 5 days, it will still be there. Carter, please, my fans are not on it. Hey, then you have forgotten me. If I have not died yet, Quran, more if you more, I'm sorry, the man. I Are you in the church? So we feel that we are worrying. I want you to tell your neighbor that worry is a waste of time. Please tell your neighbor. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't accomplish anything. Hallelujah. So rather than worrying, he tells us what to do. And he says, in everything, pray. Not in everything, worry. Please turn to your nearest neighbor and say, worry only makes you look old quickly. Then it goes on to say in the verse 7 that, and the peace of God. You see, even before he has answered, the sign of a prayer that you have been praying, the thing that it brings is a peace. So that peace that you thought was nothing, why am I not worried? That one rather is a sign. That's rather the promise to you. That the peace of God, it passes understanding. Why do they say it passes understanding? Because you should have been worried. You should have been troubled. So you haven't even got the answer yet. But you are at peace. And then he says, it will guard your heart and your mind. Listen, worry affects your heart. Worry affects. The next time you are worried, go and take your blood pressure. You are not a BP patient, but go and take your blood pressure. You will notice that it is up. And that's why they don't like BP patients to become worried or anxious about things. Because, Charlie, you know already the thing is high. Then now you are worried. Before we are aware, a tick up is in there. So don't be worried. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. It's an instruction. Be careful for nothing. Are you in the church this morning? You see. Now, the reason why he says you shouldn't worry and you should rather pray is because prayer is the source of your great strength. Prayer is the source of strength. We don't feel so. That's why we make it seem as if it is the last option, and not just the last option, but the weakest option. But it's not true. The reason why many of us would go to a concert or come to a church service, but we won't come and pray, is because you don't know the second part of the secret, that it is the source of your strength. Hello? It's the source of your strength. I want to take us to a story that will help us to understand what the source of one's strength can do. And this is a story in the book of Judges. It begins from Judges 13, but if we start there, we'll not finish today. So I'm just going to do a short one, you see. How many of us have heard of Samson in the Bible? Some of you haven't heard, because when you were supposed to go to Sunday school, you went to play Chaskele. So you never read the story. But this was, Samson was one of the judges of Israel. And his birth had special circumstances where an angel appeared to his mother and told her what to do and what to not do because of the special child she was carrying. And then she was instructed, are you with me, that this child, when he's born, don't cut his hair. He is a Nazarite. Are you here? And these were people who had been called and set aside unto God. And the sign that they were set aside was that hair. So don't cut it. Now, it was not only a sign that he was set aside to God, but in the case of Samson, it was the source of his strength. Are you with me so far? It was the source of his strength. So no matter what else was happening anyway, if he had his hair, he was okay. You know, when you read the story of Samson, there are so many things you don't agree with. So many off-putting things. Do you get me? I don't expect a person who is separated to God to be walking around prostitutes. But he was. You see, you are the one who whitewashes things. The Bible doesn't whitewash anything. It's just telling us the truth. The guy, as he came, he was not correct. And please don't say too much, because you and I know the truth. We know the truth about ourselves, so don't let us say too much. Are you in the house? You know, so he does not hide the fact that this guy, he had a weakness in his life. And his weakness was in that area with women. So, here he is. I don't think the Lord instructed him to go there, but he went. But you see, his hair was intact. The hair was there. The hair signified what was his great strength. Are you here? It's amazing. Because me, if I was God, I would say, this boy, what is the nonsense that he's doing? What is that? Not go bab, I will bab him myself. He wake up in the morning, all the hair has fallen out. But so long as the hair was there, the strength was assured. We even have an episode where, after going to do whatever he wanted to go, by the time he was coming, his enemies were even looking for him. They had closed the gate, but the hair was there. So he was able to lift the gate. He just carried it on his shoulder and went. You see, I am not by this saying that go and misbehave. That's not what I'm saying. No. Please say, oh, some people are, you see, your anointing to misunderstand should not work today. Please. You see, I am just trying to relate it to something because you can understand it. That the thing was with him. It was his great source of strength. So even when things were not as they should have been, the strength was there. That's all I'm trying to say. Are you here? I don't think God just answers our prayers because he's happy with us. I think he answers his prayers, our prayers, because he has bound himself to it. He has said that if you pray, he'll answer. He has said so many things concerning prayer. It's only that we prefer to worry, but the truth is that he has said a lot of things concerning prayer. Are you in the church? So instead of carrying all your worries and going to sit by the granite cellar, some of you, your watcher seller is your confidant. Your watcher seller down the road knows all your issues. You see, when I'm saying your watcher seller, you are laughing. But some of you, all your secrets are with your empty-headed neighbor. This is just like you. Can't solve anything. And that's where you have chosen to take your matters. But I want you to see something, just as how this guy had the hair there. And no matter the situation, it worked for him. It worked for him. You need to understand where your strength is from. Are you with me so far? I'm not preaching for long today, so just, oh, don't worry, I'm just back, so allow. Judges chapter 16. He's telling anybody he was still on it from verse 4. He was still on it. So he has been playing with the allot. He has done a lot of things all the way to Judges 16. Now, in verse 4, the Bible says, it came to pass afterwards that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. You know, ever since this story came, I don't think anybody has been named Delilah. At least I have not met one. But I want you to see today that Delilah represents something in your life, even though here it's a person. So let's see the purpose of this Delilah. Then you understand how the person, the Delilah, is in your life. Now, the Bible says that the Lord of the Philistines came up to her. So I want you to see those lords of the Philistines as the devil. Is the picture working for you so far? Okay. Then he says, and they said to her, entice him. Seduce him. And to entice is to seduce. To. Just entice him. You see. Now, what was the enticement for? It had a purpose. The purpose was to see where his great strength lay. I need to tell you something.
Satan has inserted in your life something that will entice you. And it is going to entice you so that you don't pray. So that you don't pray. The devil is not a fool. If he brought something ugly, you will spot it immediately. That is him. So the thing is not ugly. Do you think Delilah is ugly? What you talking? Tell me about what you talking? Sometimes Delilah is a job. Sometimes Delilah is a person. A potential husband, a potential wife. Sometimes Delilah is a family member. Sometimes Delilah is a friend. The characteristic of Delilah is something in your life that entices you onto something. The job one is the easiest to understand. The job one is the easiest to understand. Conditions of service. Free accommodation. Free. No, in Ghana here. You don't have to go far. Free electricity. Lunch at work. Transportation provided in and out. I mean, so far, this looks like the makings of a good job. Yeah. Are you there? When you even say that you work in that place, I mean, everybody knows that you are earning good money. Good money. However, according to the conditions of the job, we have to work Saturday and Sunday. You are free one weekend per month. Oh, I forgot to add that you also have an official car at your disposal. I don't think I have to go further. I don't think I have to go further. Because you can already see what's going on. You can already see what is going on. You have been enticed. Because of all the so-called glory of the job, you have sold away your quiet time. Because of that glory of the job, you have sold away your ability to do anything for the Lord. You cannot pray. You can't join anything except once a month. In your eyes. Put on your spiritual eyes. Is that a good job? How come you are answering it? Yet you are applying for it. You see, I don't want to say a lot of things, so because some of you, the way that you are, you will now be angry with me that I said, I'm just showing you an enticement. Sometimes the enticement is not even in a full, it's a contract that has come. It says, do this for the next 4 years. And you see, some things when you stop, you will not pick it up again. If you like, tell me I'm lying. The last time you stopped having your quiet time, what did it take to bring it back? I need you to see that Delilah did not kill Samson. She only enticed him. And there are enticements in the world. That friend who is so good to you, so nice to you, that you never pray when that person is around you. You never pray. Are you in the church? And you are even planning to marry her. It's the end of you. It is the end of you. Is the end of you. I need you to see Satan's plan. He says, entice him and see where his great strength lies. Your strength is in your ability to talk to that God who made you. And Satan will stop at absolutely nothing to get you to stop praying. And some of you, unfortunately, are cooperating already. Delilah has caught you. I think, actually, I should leave the church for you because... Are you in the church? Instead of wearing your offended stockings, there's some of you, anytime I say this, then you're offended. Remove those stockings. Remove it. Remove it. Remove those stockings. And for once in your life, put on your spiritual mind and let it work. You need to see something. Your strength is in prayer. He will stop at nothing. Have you not noticed, if you are truthful, when you sit down to pray, is that not when you remember what you have not done? Have you seen how you are quiet? Or I'm the only one who suddenly notices that my floor needs to be swept. I have a certain corner where when I sit down, the table can be anything. Me, when I sit down, you can be sure, you can ask those around. Books will be there. This will be there. It doesn't worry me until I'm ready to pray. The books would have been there. They would be there. The cup in which I drank coffee. It's not a problem. When I come and say, it's time to pray. Hey, suddenly, the cup is disturbing me. The books are in my way. And the table is white. Suddenly, I'll see the mark. I'm the only one. I know that it doesn't happen to you. I'm showing you the enticements because as you get up to do it, you say, let me just do 1, 2, 3. When you finish 1, 2, 3, don't you see 4, 5, 6? Before you are aware, is it not a whole agenda to sort out everything? You have been enticed, Charlie. But now he has got you. And today when I went to church, they said, we shouldn't be cleaning our rooms. Hey, who said that? Ask your neighbor, who said that? Who said? Is at the back, okay. He's outside somewhere on the car park. Hey, but I'm showing you the enticements, you see. This story is in the Bible. It's figurative also. And showing us how it works. A beautiful woman is always a delight. Yes, yes. Even to other women. Not, you see, you know, no, you are going to think about something else. It's not like that, oh. Oh, there are times, when was it? We had an awards night. Somebody sent me all the pictures. And as I look, I said, such pretty girls. They're looking so good. I mean, it's a delight. So, in the same way, that's how the man was enticed. Because Delilah was pretty. Is it not nice when your room is in order? Is it not nice when the job has a lot of, is it not nice? But what I'm trying to show you is how it works against us. So are you saying nothing? We shouldn't work. Please find the person for me. Just beat the person. Now, let's continue. Satan has... he has three things against you that he wants to do. One, to entice you. Two, to prevail against you. Three, to bind you. Four, to afflict you. Yeah. To entice you. Are you there? To prevail against you. That means to over you. I don't know how again to say it. To over you. Yeah, just has overed you. Yeah. You know how sometimes you are doing that. The thing has overed you. He wants to over you. Yeah. Then he wants to bind you. So you are now tied to something. And when he is able to bind you, he will now afflict you.
will now afflict you. Are you seeing it? Some of you have been sitting in affliction for a long time, but you have not linked it to the fact that he has removed prayer from you. In fact, your affliction doesn't make it easy for you to pray. Yeah, because of the affliction, kindly pray. All these things is so that you won't pray. And when you are being enticed by an idol, it's not, you will not now be praying. Prevail against when he has overed you with whatever. When he binds you, then he will afflict you. And some of you are coming from homes where the afflictions are great. Recently I was praying for that. I said, Lord, how can so many issues be in one house? It's too much sorrow for one person. What is this? You see, but the person has been enticed, prevailed against, bound, and now the afflictions are coming. But you have great strength. Are you there? You have great strength. Hallelujah. So prayer is the source of your great strength. The third thing I want you to remember about prayer. Prayer is what makes you supernatural. To all intents and purposes, as we are here, we are totally natural. But it is prayer that makes you supernatural. Yeah. Prayer makes you supernatural. You begin to operate at another level. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, are you in the church? Recently, somebody said to me, I've had to take a difficult decision. This. As the person was speaking, the Lord had told me long ago. So it was not an issue. I rather was telling the person, it's not a problem. Oh, it's not an, oh, no. You are not letting me down at all. It's correct. That's the right thing. Are you there? Because sometimes you're going to take a step and they say, oh, if I take this step, it will affect this person. It will affect this. It will affect this. Then you feel that I shouldn't do. But it is the will of God. Do. Why? I was praying. Supernatural. Okay, this was going to happen. So when it's done, that's it. It's okay. Hey. As you pray. Are you in the church? Yeah. So prayer makes you, you begin to walk in the supernatural. You are going to stay in a place. You've looked at it. It looks good. Everything seems to be working. You want to go and pray, but something supernatural. Don't go. Even though everything is looking okay, don't go. Am I talking to some people in the church this morning? I'm talking to you about prayer. Prayer changing things and saying that as we come to the end of this our time, remember it. Hey, are you in the house or you have? Take us to John chapter 3 verses 7 and 8. Every time we're looking at John chapter 3, often we are talking about born again. But I said, look at 7 and 8. Look, he says, marvel not that I said to you, you must be born again. Take us to verse 8. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. In other words, if the Holy Spirit is in you, you have the tendency to be supernatural. As a praying person, are you in the house? Ask your neighbor as you are sitting there, are you natural or is there supernatural? Is it working? The supernatural. The more you pray, the more he will be revealing things to you. So you will know. Hallelujah. Hey, are you deciding to pray or you will not pray? That was the reason why Jesus prayed so much. Jesus prayed a whole lot. Yeah, that is why he prayed. It kept him, much as he had taken off his sonship, left it up there and come, it allowed him to be on earth and be supernatural. And you see that he was never surprised. So when things surprise you, it's a sign. It's a sign. You didn't stay long enough for God to tell you. Or you didn't concentrate. You know the kind of prayer we do when we are doing our things. Very often in that kind of atmosphere, he cannot catch you to tell you things. Hey. I'm ending as I'm finishing like that. Oh. And the last thing I want to say to you is that pray so that angels will intervene on your behalf. Yeah. Remember that because of prayer and by prayer, angels will intervene on your behalf. I was praying for somebody one day. Person had looked for a job for a very long time. And this was somebody who loved God. We had prayed. But one day as we prayed, I saw a table. And I saw papers on it. Just like a files on it. And I saw somebody walk in and take a file from the bottom and bring it up to the top. And I knew that, it's done. Angels are around you, but whether you see them or you even mind them, I don't know. But as you pray, that's when you'll be alerted to their presence. You'll be able to work with them and not against them. Some of you, you have bound all the angels that they sent to you. When you are in the room and then you are doing, then you see the curse, they say, in the name of Jesus, I bind. Hey. I bind. I roll away. Hey, please, they are gentlemen. They cannot force. But you see, your strength is in prayer. And as you pray, the angelic presence around you is a lot. Are you in the church? My prayer is that as we come to the end of this particular season, you know, we've been talking about forgetfulness, that we'll never forget. We never forget how prayer changes things. The next time you are tempted to worry, just say to yourself, I will not waste my time like this. Worry is not for me. I'm supposed to pray. And when you finish praying, put it down and go and sleep. And may the Lord help us to become a people of prayer, a house of prayer. And as we do so, may our great strength be manifest. Stand to your feet this morning. Stand to your feet and for a few minutes talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. We just had a wonderful prayer, week of prayer. You were not able to make it. I want you to tell God that, Lord, the next time I'm going to force. He says it will not be handed to you easily. Remember, Delilah is there. Amen. You say, Lord, I've understood something. I will not allow anything to get in the way of prayer. Talk to God for a few minutes. Talk to God for a few minutes. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, let the spirit of prayer come upon us. Let the spirit of prayer come upon us in the name of Jesus.
Lift up your voice and pray. May
let the spirit of prayer come upon us in the name of Jesus.
Mande briko bolobo shemenenea. Reko bolobo shemenenea. Ande briska patana mo shamanenea. Heavenly Father, may the spirit of prayer come upon us. Lift up your voice and pray this morning. Ask the Lord for the spirit of prayer to come upon you.
Oh, yes. Prayer will come upon us.
Heavenly Father, we lift up our voice and we ask for the spirit of prayer in our inner closet, Lord. Heavenly
Father, pray for yourself that it will come upon you, that you will be a prayerful person.
Heavenly Father,
in private and in public, you will pray. Individual prayer and corporate prayer, you will pray.
Heavenly Father, in the private and in the public place,
pray that a certain fire will come upon us.
Father, may your fire come upon us. May your fire come upon us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, may the fire come upon us that will lift up prayer, will lift up incense.
Just pray.
Make me a house of prayer.
And as the song is playing, continue to pray. If you know it, you can sing it also.
Make me a house. Make me a house of prayer.
Oh, make us a house of prayer, God.
A house of prayer.
Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer.
Make us a house of prayer. Keep praying, keep praying, keep praying for yourself.
Lord, make
us a house of prayer, oh God. Forgive us our lazinesses and our excuses. Forgive us for allowing Delilah, oh God.
Thank you for the great strength, oh God.
Never burn out.
Oh, yes.
The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of bread.
May the fire on my altar never burn out.
May the fire on the altar never burn out. As it never burnt out.
May the fire on my altar never burn out.
I wanna seek your face, seek your face, oh Lord.
Make me a house. Make me a house. Yes, Lord, Makataya delivered.
Let it be your prayer. Let the fire of my altar never burn out.
Make us the house of prayer, Lord. Mayaki Akatayanala,
Lady
come upon us, Lord. Mayakatata, Yepeliakosanaba,
May we desire, Lord, to pray. May we love to pray, Lord. May the spirit of prayer come upon us, Lord.
May your face, oh Lord. May your face, oh Lord. May your face, oh Lord. May your face, oh Lord. May your face, oh Lord. May your face, oh Lord. May your face, oh Lord. May your face, oh Lord. May your face, oh Lord.
May it come upon us, Lord. May it come upon us, Lord. May the spirit of prayer come upon us, Lord.
Fire!
Oh, it's a fire, and if you believe it, it's touching your life right now.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, the fire on our altar will not go out. May it never burn out.
As we stand, maybe you are in the house. You used to pray, but your prayer life has gone down. Just where you are standing, lift up your hand and let me pray.
You used to pray, but you can see yourself that it is not so these days.
Lift it up and let us pray. Father, see our hands all over the room. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, O God. Turn us into prayer warriors, O God. Let the fire that has been lit, let it be a bonfire in us.
May we pray in season and out of season. May we pray when it is easy and pray when it is difficult. May we pray at all times in the name of Jesus. May we pray when we are rested and pray when we are tired. May we pray when we are busy and pray when we are free.
Father, let that fire, let it never go out. We give you all the praise and thank you because you have heard us. In the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone shall say, amen and amen.
As every head is bowed and every eye is closed, you are here this morning. You've not given your life to Jesus. Before that life of prayer will take root, you need him. You need him established in your life as your Lord and Savior. And so if you are here this morning and are saying that, I need to repair this my link with God. I'm not sure I'm on my way to heaven, but I want to be. Just lift your right hand and we're going to pray together. Just lift up your right hand. God bless you. I see your hands. God lift it. Just lift it. Just lift it. Just lift it. Now, if your hand is lifted, just come to me. Let a pastor, let an usher, let somebody help you. Just come. We're going to pray together. Now, you are here. You are a believer, but you are backslidden. You are saying, I used to know God better and I want to do better. Also, come. Don't be proud. Just come. Just come. We're going to pray together. We're going to pray together. What a fantastic atmosphere to be born again in. What a fantastic atmosphere to rekindle your life to the Lord in. Oh, yes. Just come. Just come. He will hear you. Oh, just keep coming. You're saying, I'm not sure. I'm not sure I'm on my way to heaven. Come, come, come. God bless you. Just come.
May the fire on the altar never burn. Fire on my altar never burn out. Fire on my altar never burn out. Fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a
fool. Let us pray. If you're standing in front here and you want to pray this prayer, just follow my lead, but make it your prayer. You want to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today as a sinner. Please wash me. Cleanse me in your blood. Please write my name in your book of life. Lord Jesus, from today, may you be my Savior and may you be my strength. I thank you for saving me in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for each one standing here this precious morning, giving their lives to you. May the fire on their altar never burn out. and may they be a house of prayer. May they stand firm, believing you always. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
With all of me, I want to praise you.
We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For more information, you can follow us on Facebook, Fountain of Life Cathedral, and on Instagram and Twitter at FOLCIUDIASIF. God richly bless you.